The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or good evening, depending on your time zone, and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Richard Carey, filling in for John Stadmuller on this Wednesday, the 3rd of June, 2020. I'll be taking calls a bit later in the show at numbers on the republicbroadcasting.org website, homepage as always, but that number is 800-313-9443. That number again, 800-313-9443. We've certainly had a lot to take in 2020 so far, and we've only barely begun June. This is certainly a year that will go down in memory, where we'll have many people trying to ask us our interpretations, I'm sure, decades from now. I'd like to start by reminding myself and all of us what this is all about, everything that this nation is about, and everything that this station, RBN, is about, for that matter: restoring the republic, restoring the restoration of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States of America. Not replace, not revise, not improve. It's not something that is to be so easily altered. And that's what was intended with our forefathers. And they knew there would be, they suggested 100 years or less before they could expect the need to undo warping of what was intended, to put it simply. That's certainly by far what we're facing now, over well past that point. I mean, well over 200 years now, and look how much they would be turning in their graves, spinning in their graves. And it's the rule of law. To be clear, we need to pass that on more, and definitely to the younger generation. A republic, how it differs from a democracy, is that a republic is the rule of law. And as I say, something that is not so easily altered. You know, these laws were created precisely the way they were for very good reason, well thought out, with this very concern in mind that it is something to maintain the society you have. That includes the culture, the morality, the traditions, a lot of aspects of the people, really. But a democracy is mob rule, of course. You get 51% of the people persuaded on a given day toward a different notion, and boom, you can change the law of the land, change what people are incarcerated for. just like that. You don't have to have any lengthy process if you are at all to try to reinterpret, but it's, again, very, very shaky ground. And it's just become so much more common to completely forget about the Constitution and Bill of Rights. The Supreme Court has become political theater, politically correct sort of values and focus. So that's certainly something we all need to be sure to share more with others. I think we're, of course, I'm preaching to the choir here at RBN, but I think we're still in the minority as far as the greater scope of the public of this nation. And it is such an important point, which, of course, John and others around here have made so clear many times before. I know many of us are able to do more to educate those around us with what we can. You know, you want to be selective with each person in your life. Assess what they might be ready for and might not be ready for is the way I usually go about it. Yesterday, I was talking about the overall agenda of all of this. What can we learn from all of this? I certainly am surprised, as I mentioned yesterday, as how much the narrative shifts. We had so many staged shooting events. I mean, quite a bit more than in the past 2 years ago, as opposed to it being even years in between a lot of these nationwide coverage or even global coverage shooting events. And then the year after that, last year, at least doubled in the amount of these incidents. But ever since this pandemic has really started spreading, it is really not something we're hearing about. We're supposed to believe that the frequency of those events just isn't going to occur with this going on. You'd think this would just add to the stress and people being cooped up. A lot of people hearing different stories out there that there'd still be shooting incidents just as frequently if we're to believe there is common. Of course, these always had agendas. We can see the gun-grabbing agenda loud and clear lately when these events happen. There's legislation very often already written up. And, I mean, of course, with the money that was allotted for coronavirus, they had to pass in that legislation, which they knew had to pass, more draconian gun laws. That's always an opportunistic focus for some of these people attacking our Second Amendment. But, I mean, we had another shift where this corporate media, very far left leaning, very much against the Trump administration, you know, the current. I mean, it's just fascinating to me how much, like never before, the president is continually attacked by this corporate media. But they didn't talk at all about how it could be dangerous to spread the coronavirus. Okay, we need to be upset about this incident where this policeman killed this person. We need to look into this, punish, but we can't have you spreading coronavirus with these protests. And quite the latter, there were a lot of mayors and political officials spouting rhetoric which would only incite violence, incite riots, which is of course what they transformed into in many places. There were agent provocateurs, especially in high profile areas of cities, but I mean, it didn't stay that way. That is something that we're also getting is a lot out there reporting on this. Want you to believe it's either one extreme, 100%, or virtually 100%, all agent provocateurs, or the opposite, that it was all local, organic residents. So I noticed one article mentioning, perhaps there's no solution. Is it Antifa or the Federal Reserve? That's the real terrorist group. Well, you know, I'd say that there's no reason to have to pick here. You know, they're both major examples of the problems we're facing, and one certainly is that we have a lot of non-governmental organizations, supranational money investing in a lot of these groups, Antifa being definitely at the top of the list, with the purpose of undermining through social engineering and civil unrest. Then, of course, the Federal Reserve, it's certainly not something you could exclude. It's really fascinating, though, how much we have international entities controlling our direction in our country. I noticed an interesting article recently with all of this concern of vaccine mandates. We don't know what to expect, each of us in our given state of the U.S. here. We're not really sure what to expect in the future. I'm guessing it may be on a state-to-state level. Trump is being interpreted in a lot of different ways. He mentions getting the military to help distribute and help with distribution. And some are taking that to mean military forcing every American to take a vaccine. But, you know, he said that if you don't want the vaccine, you don't have to get the vaccine. So I really have the feeling this is going to be at the state level, and just a lot of activities you could be restricted from as what we're going to be up against here. But Bill Gates, the Gates Foundation, has recently bought stock in Google, Twitter, Apple, and Amazon this first quarter. And this was before pushing the pandemic, the panic surrounding the pandemic, for that matter. So now, of course, he's going to have a lot more sway, influence in how they deal with anything that they may find inappropriate for their platform, possibly fake news. Can't post that, may have to have a little ban, but certainly censoring anything that goes against the Gates Foundation and their investments. And then these are huge platforms, Google, Twitter, Apple, Amazon. I don't want the Gates Foundation having influence over them, I tell you, especially if they're trying to have more say over my health and my body than I do. Many are citing the Nuremberg trials and suggesting, well, how can you be forced to take these experimental fast-track vaccines, a whole new breed, altering your RNA? They're going to have some that are RNA vaccines, some that are DNA vaccines, but they're altering your RNA, your immune system, permanently changing and compromising. I'd say you don't want any part of that. And how does this not apply to the same standards set forth internationally with the Nuremberg trials? So these are good points to be aware of. The economic reopening is a fake out. There's one video out there that's been getting a lot of circulation. I'd say it's very curious with this narrative shift, in that when we had so many reopening, suddenly we have all of the civil unrest to keep us locked down or keep stores from being able to reopen, whether out of fear or damaged property in combination. So we have this support and what I'd call provocation from the corporate media regarding protests. No concern now for spreading the virus. But suddenly, I guess, if there's a resurgence, at the very least, next flu season, we're supposed to be very concerned once again. It has to be in the works. Many are concerned it'll be something more severe, a more severe variation. But right now, they did seem to be losing the narrative, even if they were still trying to gain numbers projected, bringing down their projections as the months went on. And padding the numbers, taking basically deaths away from every other cause of death this season, reattributing them to the coronavirus, COVID-19 count. So these, I mean, I still have noticed a lot of people debating this. You know, articles are COVID-19 death rates falsified. Of course they are. There are so many doctors, nurses, medical staff of all kinds who have been citizen journalists, whistleblowers with their own videos on YouTube and other platforms, coming out in interviews, and it's just staggering of the scope of this, and that it's global, just how much everyone is bowing down, well, had been bowing down to this narrative. I mentioned a letter where one doctor reads verbatim. This letter, how he was told you don't have to actually do a test for COVID-19. Well, this test is really just for a coronavirus. You don't have to actually do that as long as there's a suspicion, as long as it can't be completely ruled out. Go ahead, you can just go ahead and mark it just to be safe. And I really would like to play that clip. I've been meaning to shorten the essential portion of it. But it's an economic lockdown. They needed it to happen regardless. I mean, they needed a scapegoat. This was the perfect cover. So we have globalist motives, Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. I suggest everyone research those for yourself to see all the different points of concern which are laid out there. Totalitarian motives as far as our civil liberties. That's going right along with those agendas as some of the goals there. But there's a strong attack lately on our First Amendment and Second Amendment rights. Economic motives, where this crash had to happen, they want to continue doing business as usual. They don't want to be blamed. And this was the perfect way to achieve that. It's been the single greatest transfer of wealth that we've seen. Destruction of small businesses in the middle class. And everyone out there is suggesting that stock markets are poised for another plunge. The coronavirus crisis has resulted in the worst unemployment spike in American history. This month, I just heard reported another 2.7 million unemployed this month is the figures that are being admitted to add to what we have out there. And all the predictions are that these artificially propped up stock markets are going to see very conservative, slow movement bear markets, basically is the way that is described. A bailout does not boost or challenge the business model. These handouts of money, which weren't really that much to cover even monthly expenses for 1 month, for most people, it is further zombifying the economy, as one article puts it out of Investment Watch blog here. A new wave of volatility is on the horizon. And they're saying the U.S. stock market is more overvalued than any other time in history. And this is according to the Buffett Indicator. We have Trump, his administration, considering a $450 a week bonus to bribe people to go back to work, because many are better off with $600 unemployment payments. I've seen one report that some people out there, well, I guess this depends on your economic situation, but there were some out there investing in stocks with their stimulus checks. We have a break coming up. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite. after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadler. And this is June 3rd, 2020. Just a few more economic points to go over before we take our first call here. The U.S. economic recovery is likely to drag on through the end of next year. We're being told the labor market is experiencing its sharpest deterioration since the 1930s. And then this is from the Congressional Budget Office. So we're getting a lot of sources who are admitting to. I was just mentioning before the break, the Buffett indicator is saying it's more overvalued than any other time in history, this U.S. stock market. So a lot of sources are definitely admitting the worst, and they have the perfect scapegoat. This is the time to be honest, right? No worries here. You know, we'll stay with business as usual. It's coronavirus's fault. And there's an interesting set of charts. I've seen this from multiple sources, actually, different articles going over this, and showing a lot of the similarities between mid-February and today. When you look at all these zigzagging stock market charts, economic ups and downs, and we see just an amazing mirror. When we place them over each other, just showing just how manipulated in the very same patterns, which cannot be resisted, it seems, each time. You know, mid-February and what we're seeing right now, stocks climbing amid the virus outbreak in mid-February when it was really starting to get going places, and then stocks climbing amid the protests here. And it's a ridiculous time for them to be climbing, obviously, once again, with so much damage. Another article starts out citing the insolvency phase has begun. Businesses will start falling, destroying jobs in the process. People are already missing on their mortgages. Citi warns markets are out of step with grim reality. And the middle class, we're being told, is going to be treated even worse than in the past. We're already finding that, well, the big banks have been left in charge of how to distribute this, the majority of this relief money. And it seems that they're helping out the bigger corporations and businesses. And hardly anything is going to small entrepreneurs, small businesses. So it's really trying to just exacerbate even further this transfer of wealth and destruction of small business in the middle class. And remember, with that destruction also goes all those jobs of the working class and lower class who were employed by those small businesses and middle class entrepreneurs. So for people to think, I mean, when you have these communist attitudes out there suggesting that it's only a good thing, and at least people from the lower economic classes who are persuaded to cheer this sort of thing on and don't understand that you need that, it's just going to get worse if you have no middle class. They're cheering this on and not realizing, actually, in addition to that, even in the short term, they're getting affected. A lot of people's jobs in their own communities. So it's fascinating how much people can be persuaded to polarize to the disadvantage of the citizens as a whole. Another article cites the high cost of locking down America. We've seen a year's worth of suicide attempts in the last 4 weeks. And that is a huge issue here as well. I mean, we've had massive spikes in suicides all throughout this lockdown, and increased alcoholism, depression, as a large part of leading to that alcoholism, increasing considerably. We've had a lot more domestic abuse, you know, that being both spousal abuse and also child abuse, unfortunately. Everyone cooped up, some people just cracking under the stress, I guess, who perhaps were being better people before all this started. So it's really terrible when you look at all of the repercussions. And some are saying, well, some are interpreting Trump's words to suggest he would never have this sort of a lockdown again. I mean, he has more or less said as much. And so that's why I think they'll use other means to try to force vaccinations. Not some forced lockdown or just every citizen, but it'll be on the state level. It'll be certain liberties that you're no longer allotted, perhaps. And it's definitely time for us on the local level, on the state level, on every level to maintain our liberties. Stick around, we'll be right back. When I get there,
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, free today. Thank God for the renegades.
Thank God for those renegades maintaining our Republican Constitution. Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadmiller. And there are just so many articles out there mentioning the economic situation. I'm going to go to the calls in just a second here at numbers 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But then so many are saying the same thing. I hate to be a doomsday prophet, economically speaking, but everything out there is really predicting something that really you can't argue this time around. I mean, and the riots just made it worse. This time, we're hearing the Fed can't avoid inflation. Fed liquidity slows. The monetary debt spiral is accelerating. And another one titled, the economic insanity will only get crazier. Let's take our first caller here. We have, I believe that's Martin in Louisiana. Hello, Martin. Thank you for calling.
Hi, that's Los Angeles, not Louisiana.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Hello. Hey, yeah. I wanted to point out two things about this masking business. This is very interesting. The New England Journal of Medicine, because I follow this masking stuff very closely, they have a new article out just from last week, and I'll tell you how it starts out. We know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. So, you know, the CDC on April 3rd changed their position 180 from don't wear a mask to do. So that was on April 3rd, all right? The World Health Organization has never changed their position. If you go to their website now, they still say do not wear a mask. So the CDC says yes now, only since April 3rd. The WHO says still don't wear it. And they have several videos, very priceless stuff. You know, if the idea of us, you know, is to convince the normies, so to speak, you could send them this information. And this latest one, like I said, New England Journal of Medicine, very respected mainstream publication, they say what I just quoted, and they say basically it's not logical. And the main gist of their article, it's very lengthy, but they say that widespread masking is a reflexive reaction to anxiety over the pandemic. So they're basically saying is for the psychos who are so, you know, so to speak, for the people who are so anxious and worried and concerned, it's all it does is ease your anxiety. And they also say in that same article, your risk of infection has increased by masking. It's all in there. So if you haven't seen that, I highly recommend. The title is Universal Masking in Hospitals in the COVID-19 Era. And it just was released last week, so it's pretty valuable stuff.
Yeah, I've already been hearing cases where because of someone wearing the same mask for a while, they had mm-hmm. something develop inside the mask with that moist atmosphere, and they caught something from that.
Absolutely.
It was quite severe. It the science completely goes against the mask wearing. I mean, if you're healthy, you don't need to wear a mask. And also the lockdown, a lot of people are pointing out that it's really going to peak and level out at the same points in time, whether you do any sort of lockdown or partial lockdown or no lockdown, no matter what you do.
Right. Right.
It's just amazing how, I mean, it's hard to believe people with the most influence and power don't have access to sources, people with sources of information who know this proper information if we're able to access it. And so
right.
You just know that there are other motives and agendas. You know.
Right. Well, when Fauci started wearing his mask, you ought to have seen this guy. There's videos of him just smearing his fingers all over his mask. I mean, that's contaminated from the get-go. You're not even allowed to touch it, according to the CDC's own manual. So preposterous and so absurd. And there's many good doctors. I'll name three. One, his name is Jeff Barkey. Barke from Newport Beach, California. Awesome, outstanding guy. Another one is Erickson, who you've probably heard of from Bakersfield. And the third one is Dr. David Lang, L-A-N-G, from Wisconsin. And they had a conference call 2 or 3 days ago, and that's available. It's on Dr. Jeff Barkey's Facebook page. And I highly, highly recommend. It's very informative. And these are all the heroic doctors, you know, you've seen that are coming out, and they're all getting together. And there's a fourth one, and she joined the conversation. Her name is Dr. Simone Gold. And so she joined the three other gentlemen, and it's well worth your attention.
Okay, great. Yeah, I recommend everyone out there then to look into those. I have found quite a few good clips as well of doctors. I've played on some of my other shows. So I would definitely recommend people check out, well, let's see, there's a Dr. Scott Jensen, and he's a mm-hmm. physician and also has been a Minnesota state senator. And he speaks on the COVID fatality count. And then Dr. Kaufman, M.D., Kaufman, mm-hmm. K-A-U-F-M-A-N, explaining how this is all fake. There's a, mm-hmm. let's see, a Dr. Peter Rost, R-O-S-T, I'd recommend there's a Dr. Diane Harper, a Dr. Chris Shaw, S-H-A-W. And then Dr. Lucija, let's see, that's, I'll just spell this one, L-U-C-I-J-A, and then the last name is pretty long, T-O-M-L-I-J-E-N-O-V-I-C. Those were all very impressive clips, so if people want to to look into those, I'd recommend those as well. I might try to play some of those clips at some point if I'm able to, when I have it prepared, maybe in advance.
Okay, I haven't heard any of the, what's Kaufman's first name?
Oh, that's, actually offhand, I'd have to double check that, I couldn't say. But, you know, he's had a lot of coverage out there, so I'm sure if you did some searches on BitChute and on YouTube, that other alternative to YouTube is not bad as well. I know it's back. It was gone for a little while. That 153.net, is it? 153news.net. That's not too bad. And archive.org has audio and video. That's an excellent place as well if people put things up that other than YouTube that maybe a lot aren't aware of. But definitely you'll find Dr. Kaufman probably still on YouTube. Ooh, looks like we just lost Martin. He got disconnected, but maybe we'll hear back from him on another show. Or if anyone else though does want to join, that's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And I really do encourage people, when you find good clips like that, especially as important as this is with this situation and as many testimonials of doctors who are willing to be whistleblowers, there are a lot of simple little free downloadable software programs now that can download MP4s and MP3s from websites pretty easily, you know, and you can pretty easily secure your own copy every time when you initially find it, you know. I'll a lot of times make the habit of bookmarking and then making my own copy, ripping my own copy right there. And these days, that is a concern. The only places I haven't been able to take videos down at all, you know, rip them from, I think I just mentioned this yesterday, it was on Facebook and Twitter. I haven't found anything to be able to grab those yet, and I'm sure they intentionally have it like that. Okay, it looks like Martin was able to reconnect to finish up his conversation. Hello, Martin. I'm glad we got you back.
Hey there, Richard. Yeah, I've never heard you before or your show, but at any rate, I've heard John's show a few times. But one other thing I wanted to touch on, and you kind of brought it up, the economic problem, right? I want to talk about the payment Paycheck Protection Program, all right? The thing that's most frustrating to me, I'm a business owner, and I got my PPP, and the thing I've seen from everybody I've known who's self-employed, the first thing I want everybody to understand, the most common thing I hear people say is, oh, I don't write payroll checks to myself, so I don't qualify. Come on, Richard. I mean, I like I said, people who are listening to this show should not be, excuse my French, they shouldn't be so stupid. You got to do your research. Take an hour. That's all it takes. Go to the SBA website. The Paycheck Protection Program does not mean you have to, quote, write paychecks to yourself. I've talked to people in the independent media and implored them to do this. It's very easy, Richard. It's a two-page application. A retarded second grader could do it. I'm going to say that. And it's very sad and very frustrating, only because why should I care anyway what these people do? But I care about people. You know, we're all Americans. This country is toast. You know, I was a Ron Paul guy. That's the last time I voted was 2007. So I'm not a socialist. But what I'm saying is, if the banksters get quadrillions of trillions and just loot us, why can't we get the I'll tell you that I got less for my Paycheck Protection loan. I paid more in income tax last year than I got from the loan. So it's not a great big amount. But at least, don't be so stupid to have all these stupid defenses and, oh, I can't do that. Oh, because of this. Oh, because of this. And they know nothing about it. They know absolutely nothing about it. They haven't taken 2 seconds to read the application. And as someone who's got his small business rescue, you could say, from this pandemic, because all you have to do is testify and assert that you check a box, yes, my business has been affected by this pandemic. You certify that, you give them a few documents, you know. It's better at this point to use a small community bank. It'll take too long to go into the details of why, but basically J.P. Morgan Chase, B of A, and Wells Fargo have been known to give to the big boys, their buddies, you know, the trillionaires. So it might. Now, I have a friend also who got his in California. He's a real estate agent, and believe it or not, this is a true story. He got his on PayPal, and he got his money in 4 days. True story. You could go on PayPal and apply for this. So it's called the Paycheck Protection Loan. It applies to independent contractors, all right, sole proprietors, independent contractors, not just businesses with the retail outlets. You could be a plumber, you could be a gardener, you could be a truck driver, you could be anything. But at least, Richard, at least they should try. And like I said, even people in my own family who are self-employed, they still haven't done it. It's amazing, man. It's astounding, and it's very frustrating because, like I said, I got my money in 3 weeks. I didn't do it through PayPal like my friend did. But so try at least. You got until the end of June, but you should do it as soon as possible because it is the funding aspects. Congress has refunded this several times, but from what I've read, and I know a lot about it, the applicants are dying down to a great extent. So now would be a perfect time. I mean, you're a plumber, you're an Uber driver, the gig workers is a phrase I was trying to remember. Gig workers, anybody who's self-employed, the IRS knows who's self-employed, you know? So if you're self-employed, it has nothing to do with the stupid excuse I keep hearing. I know, right? There's a very high-profile person you would know that's told me that, and it's very sad because I'm like, oh my gosh, man, how dumbed down is it? The fluoride? What is it about? I mean, why would you be so dumb to turn down this money? It's amazing.
Well, you mentioned earlier you're not a socialist, but of course, being forced to lock down for months here, who would not want to take the stimulus check and apply for this, which you're describing here? But at the same time, I mean, I mentioned that article earlier, which points out that it doesn't stimulate the economy to just hand out checks to everyone. You know, zombifies it more. So, I mean, as far as the decisions made on the national level here, it's been just disastrous. I mean, on top of the fact that it's really just a masking for another bailout for the big banks.
Yes.
It's also decimating.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. But, hey, man, milk it while you can, you know. That's my opinion.
Well,
don't
well,
you
we
think?
Would...
I mean, if you're... If you're self-employed, wouldn't you want to get your, like I said, look at it this way. Get some of the money they already stole from you your whole life, you know? Right?
But then, I mean, when does it end? Because we have a whole generation now getting used to this sort of thing, this dependence in general, psychologically.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, for small business owners, I don't really think they're the kind who are expecting or used to handouts, you know? Small business entrepreneurs are usually self-starters and pretty motivated people. It's not their fault. We had an unconstitutional, insane lockdown and all this stuff. So anyway, that's the one point I wanted to make is please, I implore anybody who's self-employed, don't be a brain-dead zombie who just gives up with this defeatist attitude. No, I don't qualify. Before you even know anything about it, just parrot that stupid phrase, oh, I don't qualify, I don't qualify, I don't qualify. You don't know how many times I've heard that. And as someone who's actually got the paycheck protection loan, and it is 100% forgivable if you use it for payroll, okay? So that's another thing people are scared about and confused about, so forth. Just annoying. So I'm a researcher, you know, I'm self-employed, and I just wanted to share that. If anybody takes any value out of that, then best wishes to you, you know?
All right,
if not,
Martin.
Just don't take anything then. Just give up.
Well, we don't want to do that. But
yeah.
No, thank you for your call. I appreciate it, Martin. Have a good night.
Okay,
well, let's move on. We have some other callers here. Thomas in Utah. Hello, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
to give you a little bit of backup, since I labored in the field and I've taught it, I'll give you an example of the folly of the mask. In 1993, I was asked to go down to help the Navajo, Utes, Zunis, and Hopis to understand their problem with the hantavirus. So I gathered, since I was friends with the late Native people, I gathered their medical specialists together. No white man or no non-Indians, but I gathered them together, and I said, I want you to learn the facts on the hantavirus.
Hold on a second, Thomas. We have a commercial coming in. If you could stay on the line, we'll finish up after the break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadmiller. We're on the line with Thomas in Utah. Thomas, go ahead with what you were describing. You were mentioning
in
some...
1990.
Yes.
In 1993, I was asked by friends and the Native American community to come down and help them understand their problem with the hantavirus. like I say, in 93, they were being told by the CDC and the Indian Health Service and Health and Human Services that they were being infected and dying with this virus coming out of the rodents through the dust and droppings. So when I went down there, I said, I want you to learn the facts, the real facts about these infections and how they get to you. I said, I want you to observe the behavior of the CDC workers who would set traps, you know, cage traps, trapdoor type thing. A live trap is what they call it. They set a trap underneath a Native American's trailer. And then when that trap has caught an animal, they'll pick it up and take it to the CDC mobile lab, which is just an outfitted semi-trailer. Okay, and so I told the Native Americans, if you want to know the truth about how this infection comes to you, I want you to observe the activities of these technicians working for the CDC. Either they know or they've been educated in a way so that you have been told that it's in the dust and the droppings, in the air, so to speak, right? They said, okay, I want you to go follow these technicians. Don't get in their way. Just kind of be like a fly on the wall. Observe their behavior. So a couple of days later, they came back. We gathered together, and I said, okay, tell me what you observed. Now, they said, well, yeah, the technician will go and set the live trap underneath the trailer. He'll crawl down underneath the trailer, set it there, put some bait in the trap, and come back a couple of days later. Retrieve the trap. I said, now, how were they dressed? How were they outfitted when they went to place or to retrieve these traps? They said, well, they were in Levi's, T-shirts. I said, what else? I said, what else were they wearing to protect themselves? They said, knee pads and gloves. I said, did they have a mask on? Did they have a hazmat suit on? No, no, no. So I said, what were they worried about when they were crawling underneath your trailer then to retrieve that trap with a live animal? It's dried, you know, feces in there, actually presenting dust because it's real hot in the Four Corners of, you know, the Navajo Reservation. So there would be dust from that fecal material. I said, how did they retrieve those traps? Well, they went in there with their knee pads and gloves or Levi's and T-shirts. Again, it's hot. I said, did they have a mask? No. Did they have a respirator or any protective gear on at all? Only the knee pad and gloves. I said, okay, how did they move that cage with the animal? They just picked it up with the handle, held it in front of them like you're packing a watermelon, put it in the back of their pickup truck, walking, you know, with it in front of them.
All right, Thomas, we have a break. Yeah, hold on again. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.